Hello, and welcome to the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast. Coming up, learn about the red flag law, a text message scam, and the most critical resource in any emergency. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. Virginia's Emergency Substantial Risk Order, or ESRO law, commonly known as a red flag law, prevents individuals who show signs of being a threat to themselves or others from purchasing, possessing, or transporting any kind of firearm. By educating residents about this law, Fairfax County has processed 481 cases since 2020 and temporarily seized 947 firearms during that same period. These results reflect the county's experience and responsible use of the law and our commitment to preventing harm before it happens. Recently, updated campaign posters in English, Spanish, and Korean were placed in the fleet of more than 340 Fairfax Connector buses, ensuring thousands of people will see the information each day. The red flag law prevents individuals who show signs of being a threat to themselves or others from purchasing, possessing, or transporting any kind of firearm. It also provides the necessary procedural safeguards to ensure that no firearm is removed without due process, while ensuring that gun tragedies are not repeated. The order allows either law enforcement officers or Commonwealth attorney to petition a judge of any court or magistrate if they have probable cause to believe that a person is a substantial risk to either themselves or others in the near future by either being in possession or acquiring a firearm. While they're under that order, they can't purchase, possess, or transport any firearms. While only a Commonwealth attorney or a police officer can act on the report to seek or petition for an ESRO by going to a magistrate or a judge of any court, residents can call for help if they notice someone exhibiting warning signs, such as exhibiting suicide risk, escalating unsafe behavior, or issuing credible threats. To request an ESRO, call the Police Non-Emergency Line at 703-691-2131. If there is an immediate danger, call or text 911. Each month, our Department of Emergency Management and Security produces the Emergency Preparedness Newsletter and a monthly preparedness webinar. Learn more at fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency-management. Fairfax County Police is alerting residents about a text message scam falsely claiming to be from Virginia Toll Services. Residents have reported receiving fraudulent text messages stating they owe unpaid toll charges and must make an immediate payment to avoid penalties or legal action. The messages claim to be from the General District Court for Fairfax County and appear legitimate and pressure recipients into responding. These messages often include a link or QR code directing recipients to a website designed to steal personal or financial information. These messages are not legitimate. Scammers frequently impersonate government agencies or transportation services to create a sense of urgency and pressure victims into making payments or providing sensitive information. How to protect yourself? Do not click on links. Do not scan QR codes in suspicious messages. Do not share personal or financial information through text messages. Verify the claim directly through its official website. Delete the message and report it as spam. Notify your bank immediately if you provided bank account or financial information. Please file a police report if you believe you have been a victim of identity theft or another scam. Residents can report incidents to our police department's Financial Crimes Unit online portal.
Water is the most critical resource in any emergency. You can survive weeks without food, but only days without water. When disaster strikes, whether it's a winter storm, power outage, or natural disaster, clean drinking water often becomes scarce quickly. So the question is, how much water do you really need? The standard recommendation is 1 gallon per person per day. This covers drinking and basic hygiene needs. a family of four should store at least 12 gallons for a 3-day emergency kit. For a 2-week supply, that same family needs 56 gallons. Water is heavy and takes up space. 1 gallon weighs about 8 pounds. Start with a 3-day supply and build from there. Keep some water in your home and some in your vehicle. When it comes to water storage, food-grade plastic, containers marked with recycling codes 1, 2, or 4 are safe choices. Commercial water storage containers range from 1 gallon to 55 gallons. 5-gallon jugs work well because they balance portability with capacity. Clean containers thoroughly before filling. Use hot water and soap, then rinse well. Fill containers with cold tap water. If your municipal water is chlorinated, you do not need to add anything. Store containers in a cool, dark place. Sunlight breaks down plastic over time and can cause algae growth. Avoid areas where temperatures freeze or reach extreme heat. Label each container with the date it was filled. Rotate stored water every 6 to 12 months. Our emergency blog has more on this, along with other preparedness information and tips, online at fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency/blog. Finally, Fairfax County's free alert system sends you important information during an emergency, helps you navigate your commute, and shares community information. You can also customize your Fairfax alerts to receive the information pertinent to you. Don't miss this important information. Sign up today for Fairfax Alerts at www.fairfaxcounty.gov/alerts. That's it for this edition of the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government. Thanks for listening. Additional information about health and safety topics and emergency preparedness may be found on our emergency information blog at fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency/blog. Follow the Health and Safety Podcast on soundcloud.com/fairfaxcounty and our podcasts webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. And remember, if you have a police, fire, or medical emergency, call 911. For non-emergency needs, call 703-691-2131.